Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black on black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, yeah, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, nbpp.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice.
Yes, sir.
This is American democracy.
Yes,
and those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on it.
In the future, it is nationalism that's bringing freedom to oppressed people all over the world. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Algerians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Nigerians and to the Ghanaians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the people of Uganda and Tanganyika and Sudan and Somaliland. The Africans didn't get it by sitting in. They didn't get it by waiting in. They didn't get it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." They got it through nationalism. And
don't let the white man fool you. Don't let the white man smile at you and lull you to sleep. Behind that smile is a vicious heart. Behind those teeth is an animal-like beast who doesn't have it within him to want for you what he wants for himself and his own kind. Don't let that man fool you. When you look at that man, you're supposed to see him for exactly what he is. And if you want to know what he is, examine his deeds. Forget his words. He got a whole lot of pretty sounding words. Watch his deeds. His deeds are like the deeds of a snake, the deeds of a serpent, the deeds of a dragon, the deeds of a reptile, the deeds of a beast. Why, nothing but a race of beasts would take dogs and stick them on little black babies. Nothing but a race of beasts will stick dogs on black children and black women. Nothing but a race of beasts. And it is these deeds today that's causing the wrath of God to come down upon the head of the white man. And when you see him as he is and see how much hell he's catching, you're out of his mind to want to be with him. You're out of your mind to want to integrate with him. And you're really out of your mind if you take time to forgive him and ask God to have mercy on him. No, ask God to judge him. Ask God to do unto him as he has done unto you.
They hang you because you're blind. They don't attack me because I'm a Muslim. They attack me because I'm blind. They attack all of us for the same reason. All of us catch hell from the same enemy. We're all in the same bag, in the same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of them from the same enemy. The government has failed us. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century and you walking around here singing, "We Shall Overcome," the government has failed us. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing. Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging.
Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up.
Holding the smoke from the herb in my abdomen, camouflage.
tank top, flip-flop. Naughty dreadlock, fuck a cop, hip-hop. Make your head bob, bounce to this. Socialist movement, my environment made me the nigga I am. Uncle Sam came and got me and the rest of my fam. Try to infiltrate and murder off the best of my clan. I'm not American, punk Democrat or Republican, remember that. Most of the cats you know be hustling. My mama worked all her life and still struggling. I blame it on the government and say it on the radio. And if you don't already know, all these Uncle Tom ass kissing niggas got to go.
Because the capitalist system lets you think that you can think about something without being involved in that which you think about. Matter of fact, they let you think you're thinking. I see it all the time. You can even look at the television and watch a basketball game. People in the stands will criticize every basketball player. They've never been on the basketball court. Unless you play basketball, you cannot criticize any basketball player. It is clear, unless you're involved in that which you're thinking about, you can't think about it. None of you who have not taken physics cannot think about physics. Of course, you can think you think about it. But the only way you can think about physics is when you're studying physics, involved in physics. The only way you can think about mathematics is when you're involved in it. If you say you are for world peace and you think about world peace, but you do absolutely nothing for world peace, you're not thinking about world peace. You're just thinking you're thinking about world peace. So it is with the struggles of our people. I am sure that if I asked all of you, do you want our people struggle to advance? Every hand must go up. The truth is so powerful that even liars must spit it out. Of course. Every hand would go up. Everybody wants the people to advance. Everybody wants us to get equality. Everybody wants terrorism to stop against us. Everybody wants racism to stop. Then you ask, how many are involved in the struggle to advance the people's cause? The hands will go down. But those who are not involved in the people's struggle, they still think that they think about the people's struggle.
We want black power. 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 That's right. That's what we want, black power. And we don't have to be ashamed of it. We have stayed here. And we begged the president, we begged the federal government. That's all we've been doing, begging, begging. It's time we stand up and take over. Take over. We have to do what every group in this country did. We got to take over the communities where we outnumber people so we can have decent jobs.
How do you talk about slavery? That was back there. Or you know, white talk of that. Well, you know, that was back there. We don't have anything to do with that anymore. You see? And it's an amazing situation because you have to remind them that you're still living off the interest of the wealth that your forefathers earned from slavery. You're still enjoying the accumulated wealth that began with the enslavement of our people. And if you're going to enjoy the wealth that was generated by evil, then you must take the curse that comes along with it. Prison load, and in the prison populations, it points to the efficiency of their criminal organization. How do we say that? A mafia don who has a very efficient criminal operation, who can create a murder incorporated, who can engage in drug trafficking and killing and murdering and extortion, the same kind of games I've been reading to you here tonight, can earn so much money until he can keep his children innocent, keep them out of jail, give them good educations, and the whole bit. You understand what I'm getting at? In other words, those children's names do not appear on the crime blotters. They are not in the jails because their fathers are such good mafia operators. So even their innocence speaks to the efficient criminality of their fathers. And because then the white boys are not in jail with the black boys, do not make the assumption that means the white boys are less criminal or their fathers are less criminal. It means they just have a criminally efficient operation. We got to move on here. This country then is an imperialist criminal operation because it robs the people at home, and you see it as it robs the people abroad. It constricts the black males to fight its criminal wars. It maintains worldwide terror and extortion. It, of course, maintains the criminality in Namibia, South Africa, Angola, Panama, Grenada, Central South America, Zaire, and the whole bit. I accuse this nation of being a criminal nation because it engages in the health neglect of our people. This nation, as determined by its own
passport.
Holler if you hear me.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the second heart, the second mark. And the punk police can't fake me a mess. We can have six sons, baby. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm gonna get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better take black, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring you to the youth, tear a roof over the whole school. Oh no, I'm on the turning of the cheek. In case you can't see it, when we burn the other week. Now we got him in the smash, flash. I'm on the last to the pro, get no cash. Until then, raise up, till my young black man blaze up. Like cement, don't stress, stress. I'm giving up the for that you're living, bless. Much love to my brothers in the pen. See you when I free you, if not, when they shut me in. Once again, it's an all-out strike. Keep your hands in your gap, now your boys watch your back. Cause in the alleys, I'm galley, I'm a clown. Yes, mess with the best, and the best could help you. Scream if you feel me. See it clearly, you're too near me. Holler if you hear me.
Get they strap on and look for me. Power. Yes, yes, black people, welcome. Welcome to New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. The New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Right back at you. You back here live with us tonight on day 567 of our nightly broadcast. And now, since the beginning of the release of the COVID-19 biological weapon, here, the New Black Panther Party, we've been broadcasting now for 567 days. Welcome, family. Black power. Black power is those. We have people listening from all over the world. You're live here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. The New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live here tonight, family. Black power. Black power. Everybody that is listening, some of you called in tonight from the number that you know, 718-664-6398. Some of you called in. Some of you are listening on our online link. You can listen to this broadcast right now live online at blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. You're live, family. Black power, black power, black love, black power, family. Welcome back every night here live with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Yes, brothers and sisters, we don't care where you're listening from. This is your broadcast, the people's radio, every night. In these 2 hours here, we welcome you. Black power, brother. Black power, sister. Black power to the children of the black nation. Live here on the radio with us. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can support the New Black Panther Party by donating through our humanitarian website. You can donate from the official website, our national website, nbpp.org. But you can also visit our Black Cross website, or the Black Cross website, nbppblackcross.com. You can donate through Cash App, through PayPal, whatever, however you choose to contribute. It is all for the benefit of our black nation. Even more so, it shows your participation for all those around the nation as we have continued to see that we are living in and out in the hours of calamity. Here at the top of this broadcast, family, and our topic here tonight, as you've all have been seeing for the past few days now in the controlled press of the white media, of the crises that has taken place at the United States border across the Rio Grande, as Haitian refugees, our brothers and our sisters, are being chased down, attacked, and whipped by these no-good, down-low devils. And once again, we see DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. We see ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency of the American government. We see the White House, Joe Biden, none of them are able to answer up for the images and the disturbing and savage and the illegal. We'll say that at the top of this broadcast. We are opening up here on New Black Panther Party Radio. We welcome you to this broadcast here. We give a special report here at the top of this broadcast and our topic tonight, as well as all the other things we will discuss in line of everything that we've been talking about now for 567 days. But this Black Nation Special Report, here live on New Black Panther Party Radio, as we welcome you to this broadcast, we'll direct your attention to the crises that have taken place of the attacking and the actual whipping of Haitian refugees, our brothers and sisters, who are attempting to escape from those who are literally driving them. The images and the videos, again, not for ill effect, nothing that we're saying. The images, the videos have come out. The images and the videos are out. So you can go and see it for yourself. The images and videos, the one that is on our flyer for tonight's broadcast, but there are many more. I shared a video on my Facebook page. There are many more images and videos that show DHS, Border Patrol, Immigration Customs Enforcement, crackers, some Mexicans on horses chasing down and whipping black people, Haitians, at the United States border. It has been happening. It is all, it's all over the media, and it is in our, it is our intention not only to bring this special report, but for us to be able to identify the criminals, as is clearly being shown in these images and videos, and for us to not allow for these people to attempt to turn the narrative. And as our great ancestor Malcolm X says in the top of this broadcast, they're not, we're not going to allow for them to attempt to make our brothers and sisters look like criminals, and they're the criminals, and in the way that they're approaching this situation is illegal. Not only is it illegal, but it goes to the nature of what we have been saying about this no good boot beast pig police, these no good devils in the White House. We will get into this special report. This will be an ongoing an ongoing report here on New Black Panther Party Radio, as we talk about the crisis that is ensuing at the border of the United States, is at the Texas border. Now we understand, we'll go through it, but we know that this year there was a very massive earthquake in Haiti, very massive earthquake. Not only was there a massive earthquake, family, but we understand and we know and we reported on this broadcast immediately, you know, the day that it happened, reported about Jovenel Moïse, how he was assassinated, the Haitian president was assassinated, and then we also heard and everybody heard about how the French colonial powers or the white man there was looking into them having something to do with it. And we know that's not too far for us to believe, but nonetheless, we also understand that with the earthquake this year, also you have the earthquake in 2010 that devastated Port-au-Prince and devastated many other areas of the nation, and also much of the infrastructure, and displaced hundreds of thousands of our people. We're talking about, we're talking about black folks, right? Haitian people who left Haiti, right? 10, 11, 12 years ago, right? 12 years ago after the 2010. These are not people who have just come here, just for the sake of the live discussion, okay? We look at the background. We look at the most important thing. Yes, the earthquake was devastating. Both the 2010 earthquake and the 2014 earthquake. Yes, the assassination of the president caused, and we sure as in many other nations when this happens, when you have a coup, when you have outside influences politically, we sure that this causes some kind of turmoil. And we also see, again, the media, the controlled press, the release, the media of those and some even independent videos across the internet of the protests and the demonstration, at least in the streets. But nothing, nothing is more devastating than the centuries-long economic exploitation, mass genocide and murder, and purposeful ethnic cleansing of the Haitian people by the American government, by the French government, by the British government, and by other many other of these European nations. These crackers will have to answer up for what we are seeing right now in the media. And again, for those who are just joining us, we are discussing at the top of the hour of this live discussion here on New Black Panther Party Radio. You can get involved in this discussion about the crises that we are seeing unfolding at the United States border, the Texas border, across the Rio Grande, as our Haitian brothers and sisters are attempting to find some place of refuge, to find some place of relief, but instead of being offered relief instead of being offered a place to get away from the political turmoil that this nation funds, that this nation has built a century-old economy on. They did not get that kind of love. In fact, we see, as everybody has seen, maybe some will act as if they don't see, the images that have surfaced and the videos that have surfaced of DHS officials, ICE, Border Patrol, whoever, on horses with whips, whipping black people back the other way across the border. Now, these videos and images have surfaced. There were over 15,000 Haitian black folks that were under a bridge after crossing into Texas over the Rio Grande. They were under this bridge. This is being reported. Biden made a statement. Other crackers have made statements, other politicians. Nonetheless, now today, we are seeing these images and videos surface, and it's very concerning and it's very upsetting. And at the same time, we must look at what is going on. These images and videos will start there, show us the nature of what we have accused this government of being guilty of. And you say, how can you accuse someone of being guilty, and how can they be guilty before having a chance to prove their innocence? Well, when we look at the footprint, which is a very bloody footprint and handprint that America has left across the African diaspora, family, we cannot ignore how large and how much of that evil, how much of that slavery, oppression, repression, socioeconomic exploitation, genocide and ethnic cleansing, torture, and crimes against humanity have been committed against Haitian people long before the nation was even called Haiti. We're talking about black folks being bought away from their homes, and those who were on in the the Iberian Islands, the Hispaniola Islands, and brought there, named them the Hispaniola Islands after the Hispanic or the Spanish, and have been for centuries, is a centuries long, a consistent concerted, direct genocide that they have specifically set out for the Haitian people. And we cannot forget this. The World Health Organization. Now, we're talking about what we have been seeing at the United States border. But we also have to go back and look at a lot of the things that have been happening leading up to this point that is very important. And as you join us in this broadcast, we want to hear what you think about what you have seen happening to your brothers and sisters at the United States border, the Texas border, and what these devils are saying and doing, of course, is not only is it concerning, family, but we have to be the ones to speak out about this. We have to be the ones to stand up for this, because there ain't nobody, these crackers, come on, man. Press the number one. We want to hear what you have to say. This is the People's Broadcast. What is there to be said for the turmoil that is unfolding? What is to be said is that, again, the centuries-long exploitation of the Haitian people, the nation of Haiti being the first sovereign black nation, not for no reason, not because they voted some nigger politician or some cracker politician. Not, it had nothing to do with a vote. It had to do with African spirituality. It had to do with understanding the concept of freedom, and that the Haitian people are people who are a very warrior people, because they are people who have been fighting a war like all of us have. But we look at Haiti, they have been fighting the French devil, cracker, German, cracker, British, cracker, American, and the history and legacy of revolution, physical warfare, guerrilla warfare, unconventional warfare that has taken place in the nation of Haiti and the whole landmass in itself gives way to work to the actions that DHS and border officials have taken against the Haitian people. These crackers know this, and even if they don't, the history, the Haitian history of revolution, of literally fighting the crackers. Come on. I mean, Haiti is a nation that is rich in a cultural perspective. It was no vote. It was no sit-in. No. Machetes went up. Guns went up. It was time to get free. And the Haitian people cracked down on the crackers. And it is for this legacy of revolution. It is for this legacy of independence. Again, it gives way to the action shown by the DHS border officials at the Texas border, as over 15,000 Haitian people were driven like slaves on chattel slavery farms. You've seen the images. You've seen the videos. You've seen these crackers on the horses. You've seen them with the whip, whipping at black men, knocking black children, black women, and black babies down with the horse, pulling the horse up, trying to get the horse to step on black folks. And in the media, they are playing this down, to say the least. They are playing it down. They're playing it down. No. What we've seen is what we're saying is what actually happened. Ain't no damn misconduct going on in the pictures, in the videos. No misconduct. No reason to change up the training. Have nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that these are black people and the cracker has some sick, twisted, mentality that somehow, some way, the land that he has stolen from us belongs to him. And it goes into a deeper aspect because we know that these people, these beautiful black people, you've seen it, you've been seeing it, just like on a chattel slave farm when a cracker would get on the horse and the cracker when you would be, where does the word cracker come from? Where does the word cracker come from? Since all you niggas want to get upset when we say cracker, we didn't invent the word. We didn't invent nigger. But the cracker calls you a nigger in your face, behind your back. Where does the word cracker come from? The word cracker comes from the sound of the cracking of the whip as they whip black women and black men and black children to death, whip the skin off their backs, whip down to the white meat, whip to the bone, whip till they would bruise the bone. That's where the word cracker comes from. And you've seen, as the images have surfaced, of crackers cracking their whips at Haitian refugees. If this does not concern you, something is concerning about that. I mean, seriously, because it sets the tone. Because this nation is falling. It sets the tone. Not only were there DHS officials and in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but you also heard remarks from the crack house or the White House. There was a cracker who made a statement, a Homeland Security Secretary by the name of Alejandro Mayorkas. He made a statement there at the border. And in his statement, he said a lot of lies. But something he said, I quote, "This is no way to come into the United States." Now, what way would suit these crackers? Which way should we come into the United States? Let's see of the many ways that we can come into the United States. You could take a plane. You could take a boat. But see, that's not how we got here. We didn't come here on a first-class plane. No. And the Haitian people didn't come here on a luxury flight. They are here because of the manipulation of colonial powers before and after the earthquakes of 2012 and the earthquake of, 2010 and the earthquake of this year. They are here because of the crackers' constant political and economic exploitation, them having their hands in the Haitian economy and the resources and the human resource of the Haitian people. They have come to try to escape and find a place where they can live and be free and be independent, because the white man, his military, his army, they have bases in Haiti. They are torturing our people in the nation of Haiti, and as the images have surfaced, they're whipping our people at the border of Texas. Where, how do we come here? Because we didn't come here that way. So it's okay to kidnap black folks and bring them to this place and for centuries have them work to death. And now this is no way, the cracker says, to come into America. How did you devils, how did you crackers get over here? Came crawling out the cave where they were. In the cave, crawling around on all fours. But this is no way to come here. What is the other way? Huh? What is the other way? Is it the same as they did to the Afghani people? Do you forget these are the same devils who dropped bombs and depleted uranium on Iraq and Afghanistan and killed everything in sight, one Afghani, one Iraqi after the other, and now that they have so-called pulled out, they have flown thousands of Afghani refugees here. They cannot say that they have nothing to do with the Afghani situation, and they cannot say that they have nothing to do with the Haitians and the condition of Haiti today. But you see the clear difference in the two. Because they threw these people here, and they're whipping our people back across the border, back across to Mexico, back across to Central America. And this is not their land. We will not repeat the same lies that they are saying, and we will not downplay this. Raising up their horses to get the horses to come down on little black children, and you see men holding children going, the water is neck deep. And these crackers are playing it down. That's what they're doing. One news source says maybe it looked like it was a whip, but it looked to be something else. It was a whip. But you all are seeing this. We all are seeing this. And to still have some love, or to still feel like we are owed something from these people, or to feel like we owe these people something, it becomes more foolish every day. But look at it. The National Guard came up and spoke next to the cracker devil Greg Abbott. You wonder why we call these people crackers. You get so goddamn sensitive. Why are we so sensitive? You will call your woman a bitch to her face. And you will call brothers, you will call another man a bitch. We hear music every day, but we downgrade every essence of our existence. And that is not to say that we don't have the ability to do otherwise. We don't go there with our people, because it's bigger than that. We're not a self-righteous people. But when we talk about the enemy, we have to show some type of respect. Fuck the white man and America. For what? Why do we show respect to these people? Why we court the devil? They talk about the mythology of a vampire, a vampire cannot enter your home unless you allow the vampire, you invite the vampire in. And many of us invite the devil in when you will come against us because we call the white man a cracker. But you see the cracker cracking a whip in 2021 live on CNN. And we are the radical and extreme ones. Come on. Come on. There is something to be said for all of this, because this one event will be ongoing, and we will continue to update on the events. Again, not only did the cracker Greg Abbott speak, and what is a speech? Oh, you spoke. The governor spoke. Let's all listen to the governor speak. What is a speech? Nothing has been said that is beneficial. Nothing has been explained about the whips, about the crackers on the horses. One cracker came and said, well, that's not, Border Patrol policy. It's not Border Patrol policy. Well, there's a difference between policy and practice. The practice of something is the natural form. The nature of the cracker with the whip is to drive the slave. But we are not this cracker slave. But that's not what you would have, if you would have seen that, that's not what you think if you see the video or you see the images. So who's the cracker? We get so sensitive. But we have no empathy or sympathy for this, but we get sensitive when somebody calls the police a pig. The police a pig? Seriously? Again, by censoring. What are you censoring for? Who are you scared of? Who's gonna come that ain't already come? That what they have pretty much at this point, they're just telling you like it is, showing you like it is. They claim, one cracker claims, well, actually, this is Greg Abbott. This cracker, he's supposed to be the governor. He says that these people are overwhelmed. It could have been because they're so overwhelmed with the massive migration. And you notice that they're calling these brothers and sisters migrants. Migrants, migrants, migrants. Why migrants? Is that what they're calling them? Is that a new word for nigger? Is that a new word for nigger? Is migrant the new word for nigger? Because the actions, see, like Malcolm said, they got a whole lot of fancy sounding words. But the actions of the DHS and the actions of those officials that we've seen, the actions are those that overseer takes against their niggas. So you cannot play with us and try to downplay what is being shown. The reports coming out from the DHS and then Immigration and Customs Enforcement to criminal agencies of the American government, how they are, this is very concerning, this next part of our report. If you just tuned in to our radio broadcast, we welcome you, New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, with our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're here live tonight with your host, Brother Cassius Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. And we welcome you to this broadcast. We've been giving this report on the crisis that's been unfolding at the United States border, at the Texas border. And we were talking about the images and videos that have surfaced of thousands of Haitian refugees, Haitian people, our brothers and sisters, being driven by horse. I'm gonna get into that. Being driven by horse and whips from DHS and ICE officials and Border Patrol officials. We're talking about the fact that you had a statement from a cracker, Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a Homeland Security Secretary, who made the statement that this is no way to come into the United States and try to criminalize our brothers and sisters. And again, as Brother Malcolm says, to make them look like the criminal after the footage has surfaced and images have surfaced of what these crackers are doing to our brothers and sisters and the little babies we've seen. Again, they're images of, you know, black men holding black babies in water, chest high, damn near to the neck, holding the babies over their shoulders, trying to escape. And as they're holding the babies on their shoulders, the cracker pigs are on the horses with whips whipping down at them. Some of them have pulled the reins of the horses up, trying to get the horse to kick up and come down on the little babies and the black folks, like, oh man, like they have done many times before. I mean, this is very sick. I mean, this is terrorism right in our face, right? Black children, black women at the United States border being driven by cracker pigs on horses with whips. Slave drivers, that's what they're doing, right? Now, we don't belong to this cracker, but the actions that they're taking are the actions of slave catchers. More concerning things have come out. But what could be more concerning of a purposeful attacking and driving of black people here in modern day, where everybody says that racism is supposed to be dead and, oh, we're getting better and you can't wait till things go back to normal? Just cut it out. The nature of the white man will not allow for them to take any other actions than what you have seen unfold at the United States border. DHS officials have released reports that they are supposedly, allegedly flying single adults from San Antonio to Port-au-Prince. But we should caution this and question this and look at it very deeply. I'll say it again. They are flying single adults from San Antonio to Port-au-Prince. That's what the crackers are saying. Then they go on to say that unaccompanied children and families seeking asylum will be allowed to stay for their court hearing. I'm going to go back again. DHS reports say that they are flying single adults, and we want to know what y'all think about this, from San Antonio to Port-au-Prince. They say that unaccompanied children, DHS, and families seeking asylum will be allowed to stay for court. Now, we should, because the next part is even more concerning. We really need to question this and caution this. So how does a child become unaccompanied? Where are the company? Did you separate them? I mean, we know the white man told you don't question his cracker God, but we don't believe in his cracker God or his cracker Jesus. We ask him a damn question. Are people being separated from their children? And are children being separated from their parents? Are parents being separated from their children? Are the men being separated from the women? Because we've seen you whipping them with a whip. So would it be so far to believe that there are more nefarious things going on when they give these reports, more concerning or just as concerning? DHS released a report or made statements saying that Haitians those who they declared are able to stay, which they say are unaccompanied children. What does that mean? Where's the parents go? And even if they are by themselves, put them with an adult, not you. We don't trust these crackers or what they may do to our babies in their camps and shelters. Oh, my God. I mean, this is very concerning. This is very concerning. You live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. The DHS also released reports more even to the same concern is that black folks, the same ones they're whipping, that they're going to be put in, as they say, places. Just places. And they go on to mention shelters and nonprofit shelters, nonprofit shelters, but places. So, you know, anywhere would do. Anywhere would do. Because prior to them being driven by crackers on horses with whips, you know, they were under a bridge with a few toilets, and now they say, I forget which cracker it was. They made a statement today saying they have no idea how everybody got right there, and the fact, you know, that it could be Mexico. Even the crackers so wicked to even say that our people are committing a crime. And this is not the way. We shouldn't be there in this way. I mean, this is what is being shown. All we have to go on is what we see. And everybody has seen the images in the video. The crisis at the United States border, as our brothers and sisters are being driven by modern-day overseers with whips. But this is America, though. This is the nation that still many of our people still is so in their heart to try to reconcile with this wicked cracker. And as America continues, and we want to open up the line for our callers, but I just want to make this point, and then we'll get to our questions and comments portion of this broadcast. As America continues to descend, because it is falling, these measures that they are taking will be no different than the measures that they will take of someone who is trying to leave this nation. So we need to quit playing with everything as that it does have anything to do with us. Because when something happens, the response of the enemy shows you how they will carry out in the same situation. I mean, we have to make this clear. We really have to make this clear. You decide that you do not wish to take the cracker vaccine that's been killing folks and giving folks a virus, right? They are cracking down more. They are putting out more vaccine mandates, more travel restrictions. Is it so far to believe that there may come a point that people may try to leave this place on foot by any means necessary? And do you think because you're an American, so-called, or because you were born in wherever you was born and your daddy was a pig and your mama was a politician or whatever the hell you think, you went to this school and you got this degree, do you think they won't whip you too at the border? This is a problem. We don't know how to put ourselves in that situation and say, those are my brothers and sisters. What can we do? At this point, we got to put the word out and do not let these people lighten the blow. They're showing these images and just talking like a la-da-da-da-da. There's some migrants at the border. Nothing's happening. Someone may have had a whip, but maybe it wasn't a whip. No. It is terrorism. But they won't say it, but we will. It's white, it's American terrorism. We're going to tell you, just like it is here on New Black Panther Party Radio, call in 718-664-6398. You live here with us on the radio. We have our National Minister of Culture with us on the line tonight, Brother Greg out of Newark, New Jersey. Oh, man, I know you've been seeing all of the madness that's been going on at the border. And I mean, you know, how that, like I was saying, how that influences, you know, everything else has been going on with us in this nation. How have you been seeing this, brother? What do you think about all this, comrade?
Black power. It is definitely terrorism at its highest level, but even more so, genocide. I mean, when you have a group of people or people of a nation and you are denying them the basic necessities to survive, deliberately doing, and also understanding and remembering that this is not the first time this type of attack has been on our brothers and sisters from Haiti. This has been a norm. And it's just surprised me in so many different ways that the government, number one, will come out and pretend like, you know, this is just something, you know, not that serious, or they didn't even know about it. Two, we got still so many of us who are so damn asleep and comatose that, I mean, what other and how many more wake-up calls are needed to get a lot of us awakened to realize what's going on? This is just true, you know, terrorists and genocide all wrapped up in one right before the world's attention. And it doesn't surprise me that other nations, other parts of this world hasn't, you know, stepped in and said anything. That doesn't surprise me at all. They're all in cahoots together. It's just, what else is needed? What else is needed to see, for many of us to see and to understand that this is just, I'm lost for words in a lot of ways. I mean, this is terrorism, genocide, blatant homicide on down the line, deliberately done right in front of the world's eyes, and people are sitting back and not doing a damn thing about it. But then we got so many tens of thousands are going to be flooded here from Afghanistan, Iraq, and so forth. Open arms welcoming them. But here, right at our border, we got to witness and see this crap. And so many people still don't even see the big damn picture. I mean, how blind can you be? If we stood up as a people, nationwide, worldwide, man, a lot of this shit won't happen. A lot of it won't happen. One thing that sticks out to me in our history is going back to the bus boycott. Man, that impacted this country so damn much. When you look at how unified, organized, disciplined, and committed many of them were, they knew and understood that coming together as one, you can make a damn impact. Now just imagine, fast forward to today, if that mentality, if that discipline, that focus hadn't been lost and swept under the rug, many of us hadn't been bamboozled and fooled because we got a few crumbs thrown at us to make us think and believe that we're part of this country, because we can socialize, mingle with, move into certain neighborhoods, that still didn't make us equal. That just lulled many more people asleep. That's all I got to say, brother. Black power.
Black power, brother. Yeah, I mean, we're on the same frequency. You know, if we look at this as something that's separate from, it's like you're saying, brother, it's something that doesn't, this, not only is it concerning, but again, it goes to the nature of what we have been saying about these people, what we have been saying about this government. Not only are these Afghans welcome in open arms, but you can't say, you can't say, oh, well, it's because you went to war with them, when you've been at war with us much longer than 20 years, much longer than 20 years, and the torture, the mental and spiritual torture that has been inflicted on us. The legacy of Haiti is a beautiful legacy. I mean, we're talking about a nation whose cultural perspectives are literally, in many ways, the rebuilding of an African culture
for black folks on this side of the hemisphere. Am I wrong in saying that, Brother Greg?
No, you're not.
And
if I could just, I'll take less than a minute. Something great you just said. We listen for all the idiots out there, and I'm gonna just use the damn word because a lot of things just pisses me the fuck off a lot of times. Well, a lot of you out here just thinking that you didn't even pay attention to what the brother just said. We weren't at war with Iraq. We weren't. Listen. We can go back to the 1970s when this damn country supplied arms to both Iran and Iraq. And once they stuck their middle finger up at us, then all of a sudden, hey, now we got a damn problem with them. This country has bamboozled and fooled people so many damn times over since inception of this damn country with them that people don't even realize it. You can't blame and can't sit back and say, oh, because Iraq, oh, because of Saddam. No, because your asses went in there and you wanted to take over. You wanted to meet some new friends over in that part of the world. I'm talking about going back into the 70s, late 60s. Got your ass all jammed up in something. Caused some friction. Now all of a sudden, they turn their backs against you. Don't want your ass, and now all of a sudden they're the victims. No, you created this. This country created that. Black power, bro.
That's right. This country has created the hell that they're facing, but they've also created the hell that we've been catching, you know? And to separate ourselves from what is happening at this border, I think it's insanity. It really is. I mean, we as black people, especially those of us who at least we will tell ourselves we have some level of consciousness. But what is really consciousness? Like, what's a speech from Greg Abbott? What's a speech from this Mayorkas cracker? What's a speech from Biden? It doesn't make a difference. There has been no reparations that have been paid out to those of us who have continued to face genocide and ethnic cleansing. We see in modern day, right now, as you've seen with the images and the videos that have come out with DHS and Border Patrol officials whipping Haitian nationals back across the border, you know. And again, the thing that is very disturbing about this report is the separating of people, the displacement of people, saying that someone go to court for what? Don't you go to court when you committed a crime? If you were going to give somebody asylum, why do you got to go to court? See, we're letting these people just talk. We're not really looking at what they say. Now, the cracker says, oh, it's illegal. You're committing a crime. This is no way to come here. Then they say, well, some are going to say, especially those with children, unaccompanied children, then you got to say, why is the child unaccompanied? Why are they splitting people up like this? And then you got to ask yourself, what crime has been committed then that you would see yourself in court? When will these court proceedings take place? Who will be presiding over these court proceedings? And under what nature did a crime occur? Because if you look at what has been shown, the crime is being committed by the crackers on a horse. You're live on New Black Panther Party Radio. We're discussing here on day 567 what we've been seeing unfold at the border, the American terrorism that's being exercised against black people at the border as Haitian brothers and sisters are trying to find some place to carry out their sovereign lives are being whipped by Border Patrol officials on horses. You just heard from our National Minister of Culture, Brother Greg. Your mic is still open. We have other callers on the line. Feel free to jump in at any time. We have a caller calling in out of the Baton Rouge, Louisiana 225. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question and comment? Black Power, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Can you hear us? All right, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Black Power, You lie. All right, going once, going twice. If there's a problem with your line caller, try hanging up, calling back in again, and pressing the number one. You can also press the number one to take yourself off the queue. And if you did it by accident and or your mic is messed up, press the number one again, and then I'll open your mic back up. But we definitely want you to express whatever it is that you have to say, brother or sister calling in out of Baton Rouge. So, again, as we've been discussing here tonight, what has been happening at the border is American terrorism, and it is also Klan terrorism. very specific, right? There are many types of terrorism, but it's all terrorism. But specifically, what we see is Klan terrorism as they gather themselves in a group, a Klan, no different than the Ku Klux Klan on the horses, going after black people as our ancestors attempted to escape away from the plantation of the white man, as we would go and attempt to remove ourselves from the wicked mistreatment, right? And to say mistreatment sometimes even is because it's purposeful, right? And I believe to mistreat someone, I mean, don't you have to kind of slick them up? You know what I'm saying? No, it's purposeful. You know, the purposeful slitting of the throat of black people just at any suggestion, any murmur, any kind of resistance that was shown by any black man on these plantations, throats were slit. Some were shot in the head. I talked about how some were chained down by wrist to a board and beat, whipped to death. Whipped to death in the sense where whipped down to the meat will fall off the back, down to where the bone was bruised, not through the skin, but because the bone was actually being whipped, literally, because the skin and tendons had began to fall off the back. We talk about how then, you know, there was no medication given, there was no cream, there was no skin graft, there was nothing given at this point. We were left to die. As we were left to die many times, in the hospitals here in America, of the wicked medical murder and the ethnic cleansing and genocide that takes part by way of different agents and agencies, corporations and societies, and the public health services and systems, also the medical and pharmaceutical industrial complex. We found that when we were left to die from the whippings and beatings of the crack of the whip, as it came down and beat us down to the ground, down, we would then lay there in our blood and lay there and with the lashes and we would die from infection, a bacterial infection, and die from gangrene and just die. And the cracker and the whip, cannot forget this, friend. To think that these people have changed in some way, but then at the same time to think that, but to also see with your own eyes the disturbing nature of the terroristic images and videos that were shown by those who are claiming to be government officials, meaning that they are officials, they are officially representing each and every one of those officers you've seen, those overseers, were officially representing the agency that they're employed by. Right? So here until you see that the slave catcher, the overseer who chased black women and black men and black babies back onto the plantation. Look at the actions of DHS and Border Patrol. Slave driving. They're driving black folks back onto the plantation now or into another direction of the plantation in itself. Not only did the slave catcher, the night rider, the paddy roller, which would later become the Ku Klux Klan, and it's something that we have to understand because we're not talking about, as commonly showed, we're not talking about some buck-tooth cracker We're talking about an organization that has been funded by the government at many points and may still be today. An organization who was heralded by the eugenics program of the Nazi Germany American collaboration, Operation Paperclip, where America took in war criminals, German and Russian scientists, to carry on their so-called technological aspirations. And these same cracker scientists, one of them in Hillary Kaprowski, as we talked about the other night, who gave the live polio vaccine with the infected kidney cell that caused the SV40. These people are the same people.
And shouldn't that be a crime, bro?
That is a crime.
Yeah, and they got the damn goddamn nerve to say that people who is fighting and trying to survive, that's a damn crime, because they can't, or you got some little punk ass rules and regulations on how somebody can come into this damn country, but yet you want to sit back and come up with all of this bull crap, creating viruses, not holding pharmaceutical companies accountable for it, knowing people are going to be dropping dead from it, but that's not a crime. If that ain't backwards, I don't know what the hell is backwards. How the hell are you going to label it a damn crime because people want to survive? This country is going to hell down. Black power.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that you say that because, you know, when we look at what we've been seeing, again, this organization, we talk about the Ku Klux Klan, we understand that they don't don the white robe or the, you know, you see a silly one, right, on Vice and on YouTube, but we're talking about family bloodline. Now, I say this for a reason, because at a point, there would be bounties given out. You know, you wonder where bounty hunters come from, get the nigga dead or alive, he's a fast nigga, she's a fast nigga. You know, these terminologies, before you had CNN and Fox News, the newspaper or whatever the tribunal was, was for that cracker town, they would put in the papers about how this nigga's wanted, dead or alive, bounty offer. That, along with many other events and many other systems of oppression and different designs of criminality, move into play the traditional organization that we know, the modern organization that we know today as the police department. And I think that we have to understand that. That's not something that's always properly understood. When we say that the pigs are the KKK, we're not saying that as a comparison to the police and the KKK. Let us be very clear. The police in general comes from the organizing and the systematic organizing and also the funding of different agencies, not only here in America, but other European nations, who've seen a need for a vigilante group or clan or organization that will track down black folks, not just to put them back on a plantation, because a lot of the ones that they were going after, especially at the time of bounty, were those who have been known to cause insurrection. Understand, we are not comparing the police to the KKK. We're telling you that the police is, always has been, in their origin, their system, their training, their uniform, the tactics, the strategies, all of that comes from the systematic organizing of what started off as local vigilante crackers who were working on a plant, and they would say, okay, well, I'm going to get Bubba, I'm going to get Charlie to go out and catch this ass nigga because I don't have nobody to work this side of the plantation. But it went, it's still that way. It's still that way. It's still that way because when our young boys and our young girls, when we call it, we say whatever we want to call it, we say, oh, this generation just don't understand and they just so wild and have no respect for themselves. This may be true in some ways, but it's not just on no surface level. You are an adult and you're from a 30 and they're 18, you're 40 and they're 20, so you have some type of superior. No. In fact, it is the situation in which we can identify, which is in exact relation to what we're seeing on the border as young black teenagers and young adults attempt to find some place to exercise their productivity, but find themselves and more begin to understand as they mature mentally and physically, they begin to understand that they are living under systems of oppression. And when they look around for someone or somebody that can help them to maneuver through these systems, most times, and to be honest, the majority of times, they find only those who are trying to keep them in that system of oppression or attempting to use some type of religion or some type of self-ideal avenue to try to drive them into something that you want them to do, but something that they don't necessarily want to do for themselves. So it doesn't work. It's not effective. It's not effective. It don't work, right? It is only when we lay out the things for self-design and self-building and in a self-development. Same thing on the plantation. Same thing in the streets of America. When our young adults and teenagers begin to join a street organization or street tribe, y'all call them gangs. We call them street tribes because there's organization, but a lack of political education, directive, narrative. But understand that these conditions only exist because of the same oppression that the Haitian people have been given forced onto them, has been forced onto us, and we find our young adults in our teenagers in the streets of America, and they join up with one another. You can take the label off of it, but they are trying, and many times they find a place where they can feel like there's some refuge. That's where refugee comes from. As the Haitian people are trying to find a place of refuge, maybe they've been told America is the place to go. No matter for whatever it's worth, this is the direction they come. Now, as our National Minister of Culture says, Comrade Greg, they should be open, welcome with open arms, especially all that we have done for this no-good, low-down, cave-dwelling beast. But that is not the white man. Don't ever get it twisted. If they open your arms, if they open their arms to you, keep your goddamn hands up, because even though you may see both their arms, there's going to be somebody behind them, or somebody behind you is going to stab you in the goddamn back or in the face. Don't trust. And you can see why now. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency are only subsidiaries, are only other agencies in the police sphere of the police state of America. And where they are hunting down young black boys and little girls on the streets of America and calling them gang members, that is another word for slaves. We are not gang members. And see, this is the thing. Why is it a gang? Because they ain't in it. Because we decide to come together and do what we do in our communities. Yeah, we talk about what goes on and how we hurt one another. But just look at it. Just stop and look at it. America is the gang. And the police are the biggest gang in the hood. They got more guns, more drugs, more cars, more money, and they are funded, and they have a license to kill, and they kill, and they have immunity. We're not going to come down on us and not identify the beast. Sure, we have our own issues, but we talk about that all the time. We're working at it all the time to have some type of collective understanding because we know where it comes from. It's not a beat down on us. We know where this comes from. But the same DHS pigs that are whipping black folks at the border are the same caliber of pigs that are in our communities who criminalize our young children, criminalize our teenagers and young adults, incarcerate them, and we get caught up in the prison industrial complex. As we are caught up in the prison industrial complex, they're constantly working to make a profit off of our lives. And if they cannot make a profit, then in their eyes, we are better off dead. And that goes to your concern, Brother Greg, when you say, you know, for whatever it's worth, you know, why is there no open arms? Because these people don't serve an economic purpose for America. So they're better off dead, as far as America is concerned.
Hey, Powell.
Like with the, you are, yeah, go ahead, brother.
Oh, no. I was just on the same page with you, bro. Black Power.
Yeah. Don't serve a purpose, you know. And some of us, we so foolish to think that we can serve a purpose. Why would you even want to? There are not comparisons being made here. We're not comparing anything. We're saying that this is one system of oppression. You can break it down. You can split hairs. You can say, oh, those warriors, those revolutionaries, they say fuck the white man and cracker and nigger. You sound like a fool. I mean, these crackers are whipping folks at the border, and you worried about the word cracker and nigger. We got to get with the program and get the program, because there is very strong, foolish nigger shit that is going on amongst us. We don't deny that. But we also know that there is a trauma that is deeply rooted in our people, and the traumatization continues today as the world has seen the images and the videos that have come out as DHS and Border Patrol attack and drive Haitian national brothers and sisters away from their pathway to seek some type of relief from what they have been experiencing at the hands of this colonial devil. And in Haiti and America, it's the same. It is not worse one place and better somewhere else. We got to get out of that. Just because you can choose which, you can choose the plantation you want to work on. So you're no longer grabbed by the throat, chained up, tied, ball and gag and dragged to the Williams plantation. You signed up to work on the Williams plantation. Oh, lucky you. You get to be a modern day slave ass nigga. Come on. Some of us don't want to hear it like that. Some of us want to go to, well, the statistics show that if you make this much household median income, get out of here. Come on. It's just like that. Because you can choose which leisure item that you will purchase that serves no purpose whatsoever when it comes to our freedom and liberation, not even understanding that those items that we drool over, or we go goo-goo gaga for all of the white man's so-called technological advances, or we say every single computer, every single damn watch, every phone is made and is the resources that it is made from is stolen from Africa, stolen from Jamaica and from Haiti. You can go nowhere in this nation. Everything you see, it ain't made in the USA. It's stolen from Africa. That's what they should put at the bottom of the damn toys. Stolen from Africa. They should put a big stamp on the Dell computer and the iPhone when you get it saying stolen from Africa. That's what they should put. Maybe it would deter us in many ways, but maybe not. Just a suggestion in the future. That these people rob Africa every day, have robbed us every day, and then in turn get us to go and do a 360 and purchase the things that they rob our families for to sell it back to us, and then commit terrorism, as we've been seeing at the U.S. border. There's nothing they can say that can change what has been shown. They cannot say in any way, shape, or form, when you compare them flying Afghan nationals, flying them willingly, flying them from Afghanistan, as crackers ran out of there with their damn heads tucked between their legs. They can't say that they have destroyed Afghanistan, so that's why they did it, when this cracker has been choking Haiti before it was even called Haiti. When this cracker has been killing black folks, the WHO, another one of the organizations that's wrapped up in this vaccine mandate, admitted that the cholera outbreak in Haiti was caused when they released shit, feces, in a water supply. And hundreds of thousands of people in Haiti got cholera. It was the WHO, the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, ICE, the White House, all these devils, Greg Abbott, the cracker Mayorkas that they put on from Homeland Security, they are trying to downplay this. They were pulling on the reins of the horses, trying to get the horses to stomp down on black folks. And like we told you, if you didn't already see, we've seen black people in water, chest deep, with black babies over their shoulders as they pulled on the reins of the horses to get the horses to kick down and step down on black folks. How they have whips. God damn it. You get upset when we call a cracker. He is a cracker on a plantation, and he's a cracker today. And you see it with your own eyes, so don't ever come to us and talk about no why you call a white man a cracker. God damn it. Cracking the whip against black folks at the Texas border. We are so foolish. God damn it. They're showing you. He told you. And what is happening now? Look at the disturbing things that they're saying about how they are displacing people. The DHS says that they are flying single adults to Port-au-Prince. Then they go on to say that unaccompanied children and families seeking asylum will be allowed to stay for their day in court. Then when they mention about where the people who are staying going to be put, they just say places, just some places. What places? Is it a concentration camp or is it a goddamn La Quinta? You know what I'm saying? Why are children being taken from their family? How did the child become unaccompanied? How did the child become unaccompanied? Because you've seen the child in one place, you think they say, hey, little black baby, hey, where's your mama and your daddy? Oh, this doesn't concern us. They take the child. They don't ask. Nobody, come on, man. Nobody can honestly trust these people to listen to that bullshit. So you flying folks with no children. What are you saying? You see, everything they say don't make no damn sense. Now, as this unfolds, even more lies are going to continue to come out. We're not going to repeat the lies of these devils, and we're not going to allow for them to downplay this. If there is something that is tragic or fatal that has happened, how will we even know? They already have not told the truth about it. There is nothing that these people can say. It has been shown, you've seen it, and you've been seeing it. They own horses with whips. That is what they're doing at the Texas border. I mean, that's what the Department of Homeland Security is doing. Now, the billions of dollars that go into fighting the so-called cartel of the DHS and ICE and drug and this and that and the hundreds of thousands of migrants from Mexico and Honduras and Panama and places that are there, but when some black folks are at the borders, they are driven away by horse and whip. As for the cracker to say this is his land, it don't belong to this white man. Greg Abbott, frail ass. Looks like he just look at him. This land don't belong to him. He may be the governor of Texas. He's a fucking criminal. And none of those crackers on the horses with the whip, the land don't belong to them either. We're seeing a continuation of American terrorism. It's white terrorism. It's domestic terrorism. They said it happened at the border. Then it's domestic terrorism. It's white terrorism. It's terrorism under the damn red, white, and blue flag since they want to call everybody a damn terrorist. Oh, no. What you're seeing is terrorism. It's Klan terrorism. It's what it is. And it's American and it's homegrown. We are not comparing the DHS and ICE to the KKK. No, we're telling you that the KKK is DHS and ICE. And they were attempting to drive our people to another position as they drove slaves and to drive a crowd. It's no different than when you're trying to, you know, drive your cattle. It's the same thing. You get the horse behind and you get the horse to buck up and do things to get the cattle to move in one direction. So they are carrying out the actions and strategies in 2021. Border Patrol, they are carrying out the tactics and strategies of a slave master. And there was no slave there. So you tell us who the cracker is, since everybody's so fucking sensitive all the goddamn time. Because we've seen a bunch of crackers on horses. Now, you may have seen some white people. Get out of here. Come on, family. I mean, the same thing that they're doing at the border, they're doing in the prison. They're doing it in the nation of Haiti. Come on, y'all know we're going to tell you the truth. Come on. New Black Panther Party Radio, call in right now, 718-664-6398. Join our live discussion. We have our national chairwoman here live with us, Sister Crystal Muhammad. Can you hear me, comrade?
Black power. Black power, black power. I have an alert for Houston. Tomorrow, everybody that, as we're talking about what's going on with our brothers and sisters in our AT, a.k.a. Haiti, there's an emergency rally in Houston tomorrow at the federal building located at 1919 Smith Street. It will be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 22nd. For those of you in the Houston area, this gives you a chance to make your voices known. This is going to be one of many actions as we demand the end to the treatment, the slave treatment. Let's just call it what it is. The slave treatment, this is what you do. This is what they did with Katrina. Anytime there's a crisis involving black people, they immediately start separating the children from the parents. Anytime it's a non-white, I should say, just the way they did the immigration wall. This is a pattern that has been going on for far too long. Folks are sitting around gossiping on social media about a bunch of bullshit, you know, keeping a bunch of distractions and a bunch of chaos and confusion in the mix. And it's time to have those brothers and sisters who have conviction, who have integrity, who have any kind of heart to raise your voice, make your presence known. Again, this demonstration is a call. It says, I received this flyer from Brother Kofi Tahawka, the national chair of the National Black United Front, and it reads that there is a call to action of allies and friends for the emergency support rally for sisters and brothers of Haiti at the Texas border. Stop the terror. Let them in. Wednesday, tomorrow, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., September the 2nd, at the U.S. Federal Building located at 1919 Smith Street. So this is a call to action. Those of you in the Houston area, I posted it. I just posted the flyer on Facebook and on Instagram. We want everyone that's listening to start sharing and circulating this. And those of you who can hit the ground on tomorrow, please do so. You know, it's one thing that we see this taking place and to speak up against it, but we also need to make our presence known and put pressure where pressure needs to be. As you said, we have a racist, wicked governor. We have racist, wicked, and coon-ass other elected officials all across this this nation that need to be checked. Stop giving little trinket, little actions, giving away this and giving away that. It's time to get your ass on the ground and stand up and speak up about what's going on. You know, folks are seeing what's going on. There's no way in the world. They know, everyone knows that was just a mass earthquake yet again in Haiti. And we believe, who knows where these earthquakes are coming from, huh? Haiti has more oil under its ground than most nations. There should be no need for all of this destabilization and poverty. Haiti's president was just assassinated by the allies of the U.S., and they say there is CIA involvement. The destabilization of Haiti, the United States has a hand in it, along with the European allies. So why would you think? And it's interesting. I wonder how they made it over to the Texas border when Florida was just there. What have these people been going through? Why are you separating children from women? Children from their mothers and fathers, and separating families. This has been going on for years at these borders. Now, those of us who are positioned at these border states, we got to step up to the plate. When the captain by National Chief of Staff has laid it out. If you don't know what we're talking about, turn on the news and do a search for it. But you only, and I would suggest that you listen to African news reports. News reports out of South America, as the United States media is corrupt and racist and lying and giving you disinformation. This is an incompetent, not only a wicked, but an incompetent government. Your president just blew up innocent people and tried to lie about it, all their generals, by being cowards and sending a drone to just drop on a car and kill people. What kind of piece of shit people are they? But you expected something different. You expected something different, right? Because you had a Democrat in office. What's the difference in the Democrats and the reptilians? They're all wicked. One of them smiles in your face and then fuck over you. At least the reptilians tell you to your face they don't fuck with you. But our people in Haiti are being constantly harassed and terrorized and mistreated, dehumanized, just like all black people have been. Black nation, we got to stand up and come together. It's plain and simple. We have these little panty-anty silly activities going on. Foolishness from half-hearted, mentally immature individuals causing distractions and disruptions. Time is out for all that bullshit. It's been out. We must step to the plate once again for our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Black Power. And again, that demonstration is tomorrow in Houston, Texas, at the Federal Building located at 1919 Smith Street from 4 to 7 p.m. And we'll do our best to get the national chair of the National Black United Front, Brother Kofi, to come on and give us a report and give us more political insight as to what's going on. I would like to say one of my role models, one of my great teachers, Maria Duperval, may her beautiful soul rest in peace, has been an advocate and has kept us abreast on what was going on in Haiti for years. We call upon her spirit, Maria Duperval, to give us guidance and clarity and give us the strength to speak up and speak out for what's happening to our people and all the warrior ancestors. The Creator and the Most High giving us the strength and courage and wisdom to move forward, as these are indeed wicked and troubling times. Calamity after calamity. Wickedness after wickedness. But only those who are righteous and sincere, words and deeds, will prevail. If you're a coward all the time, if you're mischief making all the time, if you're sneaking all the time, you won't have success. Change the ways and step up. There's so much going on. We would love to give the report that all is well, but all is not well. We're going to tell you the hardcore truth every night on this broadcast. Every night. Sure, all of us have things going on with our family. Sure, all of us have things that we're doing in order to and get resources, be it working, having businesses. This is a task that we all must do, just like wipe your ass with toilet paper. This is shit we all got to do. But the call for humanitarian aid or to speak out about injustice is not just relegated to a few of us freedom fighters. This is the responsibility of every last one of you, every last one of us. And this is taking place on our watch while we're the ones on the earth, on the ground, moving around at this moment. Step up to the plate. It's not good enough just to do a little this and that and ignore the big major issues and not get out and be recruiting other brothers and sisters. Let me ask you, how many people have you brought to the table to help with this mighty mission? This is something that everyone should be doing. Let's ask, how many people have you talked about some of these tragedies that have been going on and had political discussions about what must be done? It's something that all of us must be doing. Instead of wasting our time chatting about a bunch of bullshit, mess, disruption, self-interest. It's far bigger than that. Far more work to be done. We have the potential to solve all of our issues. We have the voices. We have the collectivity, the strength in our collectivity, to galvanize the movement that is going to take to get justice for our people in Haiti. Just as every night we've been speaking about this vaccine, and there's more and more people that are coming to the forefront, more and more people that are speaking out about this virus, this biological weapon that was unleashed on the people. It's things that all of us can do. If you can't make the demonstration, yeah, I got something there. If you can't make it to the demonstration, share the information about the demonstration. Even if you don't live in Houston, I'm pretty sure you know somebody that lives in Houston. Not only share it, tag it. And most definitely, if you live in Houston, have your boots on the ground. Black Power.
Black Power, Sister Crystal. our national chairwoman. Man, I tell you what, I seen the images first, but when I seen the video, that really nailed it in. You know, you listen to some of the shit that these cracker pigs were saying. You know what I'm saying? Just glad that, you know, get the. At the end of the day, you know, just to get on the ground and to address this is the best. That's the best solution at this point. You know, because my cylinder is running hot. The more and more I think about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's very infuriating. It should concern us, right? But there should be a deeper, you know, understanding of what's going on. You know, this shit is reached a helm, like, damn, you know. And the way that they're trying to downplay this, we're not going to let them downplay this. They're just talking about it like it's just something that's happening. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, throughout the time that we've been on this broadcast, you know, we've been talking about this. We said everything that needs to be said initially, you know. As this thing continues to unfold, we take action to, you know, bring about, you know, some real pressure on this. You know, we'll implore everybody to participate the best way that they can, and the best way that you can. So, you know, if that's, like the sister said, sharing information, get on the ground, whatever it is that you can do, you have to carry it out because, again, this is a situation that calls for us to stand up and do something about it. It's not something we can just sit on, you know. And like Sister Crystal said, for those of us that are living in Houston and some of these other cities, you know, it's literally at your doorstep. It's literally at your doorstep, you know. So it's another situation that calls for a great response, you know. And every night you'll hear more and more as we'll continue to update on what's going on, you know. So at first I was just infuriated, but now I'm excited. Black Power, Sister Crystal. Now I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, now I'm excited.
You
so,
said Black Power.
You know, everybody's been listening. Huh?
Say Black Power.
Say it again. Black Power. Yeah, Black Power.
Black Power.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn devils. You know, we also heard tonight from our National Minister of Culture, Brother Greg. I know you're still with us, comrade, as we close out this broadcast. Do you have anything else you want to add?
We got 6 minutes left. I know y'all listening. Hit that number one button.
Yeah, that's why Brother Greg came on here flaming hot, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, we feel it. We feel it, family. We feel it. So, I don't know.
We're gonna keep this going. This is not gonna be the last of our reporting of what's going on down here in Haiti, bro, brothers and sisters. You know, if you don't know your history, especially those of us that are, you know, it's no coincidence. Those of us that are from New Orleans, the Haitian Revolution was taking place. There were all kind of uprisings going on across Louisiana and, in fact, across America. It is a spirit of resistance that the West has always had a problem with and held a grudge against Haiti in regard to. Do not forget that. And had it not been for the Haitian Revolution, there would not have been no Louisiana Purchase. You know, when these were people, when our ancestors had far less resources than we have, they didn't have AR-15s and AK-47s like we got access to. They had swords and bricks and tools that they made from the ground to fight resistance. And we sitting around here with all these resources acting like it's some kind of a photo op. These people made it, all our people, our people. You know how far it is from Haiti to the Rio Grande, to the Del Rio? How did this happen? What kind of territory was passed up? What's really going on here? We're going to get to the bottom of this. Very strange. You know what I'm saying? Look at the map and see where Haiti is. You mean to tell me they passed up Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, this eastern cork, more eastern side of Texas, to be all the way in the west side of Texas? What's going on? We're going to get to the bottom of this shit. You better believe it. And this political posturing this sorry activity from Biden to Greg Abbott, all the way down to every elected official here in Houston and around. We're going to hold you guys to the fire. You damn right. It's not going to happen on our watch. Black power.
Black power, black power. You know, shout out to Emba for calling. That's very powerful, very powerful. You know what I'm saying? So everybody that's been listening tonight, you know, that's in the Houston area, you know what's up now. Show up. You know what I'm saying? And stand up. For those that are not in the area, continue to support by putting out the information. Continue to support this broadcast. Call here every night, 718-664-6398, New Black Panther Party Radio. We've been discussing tonight, and we'll continue to discuss everything that's unfolding at the border, the terrorism that we see against the Haitian people at the Texas border, and what's happening, you know. And we're going to get down to it, and we'll keep updating on what's happening again. So Black Power, everybody's been listening tonight. Man, I'm ready to go. Ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Black power, family. Black power, comrade. Let's go. Black power.
Well, you got to. I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop. You can moan. You can groan. You can sing. You can pray. You can recite, you can claim you know all the Quran, Old Testament, all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. You can know all the Medunetah. You can know Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, reciprocity. You can name those of the Netter system. You can go and study the Odu text and substantiate your position according to Odu. You can study the Ifa, or the Word, or the Akan, or the Yoruba, and run through the pantheon of the Orisha. You can call on Oludumare. You can call on Ilegba, and Shango, and Obatula, and Oshun, and Ogun, and Yemonya. You can know all of that. But unless you're willing to stand up and step to this white man, we will never get out of this condition.
Motherfucking kids
aren't them. I'm gonna introduce y'all to motherfuckers. One of the hardest lieutenants on the tank. Mr. Cook. We was all going to be so evil.